When the House of Representatives met this afternoon, the Prime Minister, Mr. Holland, made a special announcement on the waterfront strike. Mr. Holland said, unless normal work is resumed on all waterfronts tomorrow morning, the government will declare a state of emergency to exist. This will be under the provisions of the Public Safety Conservation Act of 1940. The government is determined, said Mr. Holland, that the full force of the state and all the resources at its disposal will be brought to bear in dealing with the situation. He said, the decision of the watersiders to hold up the industry and trade of the country can only be deplored in the strongest terms. We've done everything in our power to impress upon them the loss, suffering, and inconvenience that must result from their action. The issues involved in the present trouble are fundamental and basic. Lamp black is only one of the issues. The real trouble is simply whether disputes are to be settled by lawfully constituted authority or by strikes. Mr. Holland said the watersiders had refused to honour their pledges and had used the strike weapon in what they say is the only means of achieving their ends. In the opinion of the government, said Mr. Holland, the hold-up is a part of the Cold War being waged throughout the world. The people of New Zealand have a right to look to its constitutionally elected government to ensure the observance of law and order. The government is determined to discharge that obligation fearlessly and firmly. Mr. Holland said that unless normal work is resumed on all waterfronts tomorrow morning, the government will declare a state of emergency to exist. When the House meets tomorrow afternoon, the government will introduce a resolution asking Parliament to endorse its action. Tonight at 6:30, a fuller report of Mr. Holland's statement will be broadcast from all main national stations.